You know, it's incredibly rewarding to be a small business owner. Yeah, God, it is. Because, you know, when I get my podcasting shoes custom made by the finest slipperies in all of Los Angeles, and those slipper bills just keep mounting, I just think to myself, you're doing it for the people, Henry. You're doing it for the people. And I'm passionate about my work, and I have a lot on the line. So let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, or scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Remember, there's no such thing as small businesses, only small people. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to Verizon.com/small business.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Yes. Yes, she would be.
I refuse to acknowledge allegations that I'm Henry Zabrowski. I am not Henry Zabrowski. No. No.
No, you're not.
My name is Chrysanthemum. Stevenson.
I actually like that name.
I am not guilty of any podcast crimes.
I kind of agree with that. Chrysanthemum Stevenson can't be guilty of any crimes.
I can't possibly, because the name is derived from
Chrysanthemums.
Chrysanthemums.
Which I believe is an oil or something.
There we go. I dare you to defy me. I dare you to defy me. Look, can I even walk? Look, I can't even. Oh.
Oh.
Look, I'll show you. Look, I'm trying to walk. They can't see.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. You couldn't even walk.
Oh.
How could you commit massive amounts of crime? How could you kill a bunch of people?
How could I possibly have killed them with laughter?
Yes,
how
indeed.
How could I possibly have Chrysanthemums?
Well, be careful out there if you're driving, because that car might be driven by a corpse. People are dying of laughter because of Henry Zabrowski's great humor.
Where is my apologist, British wife?
All right.
Where is she?
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with the newly minted 39-year-old fresh Henry Zabrowski.
Wheelchair, I'm not him.
Wow.
I'm wheelchair bound.
Well, you're about to be wheelchair bound if you can't pick yourself up.
This is actually...
because you are actually in a very difficult pickle. You're in a predicament. And again, it is a podcast.
Yeah.
We do film for Patreon, but you are down, and now you are almost completely up.
Oh, I'm dizzy.
There you go.
I'm dizzy because I actually went fully horizontal.
That was really good, really impressive.
It's called a reverse plank.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Well, I learned it in childhood jail.
Speaking of reverse planks, we do have one update.
Well, I just want to also explain the reference that we weren't here last week.
Oh,
so
yes.
I didn't get to do my Nicholas Alaverdian impression,
sure.
And
yes,
that's what that was.
That's good. If you have to explain it, it's good.
Because at the time, it would have been fun, and then I was going to do the bit where I had the oxygen tank, but it was just a lot at once,
right,
and I was
right.
I'm already tired. I'm hungover. It was my birthday yesterday.
Absolutely.
39 and Holden.
You are hungover from both alcohol and, it seemed to be, cake.
We went to the Madonna Inn.
Because you have your frosting issues.
I do.
I know.
We went to the Madonna Inn, which is one of our favorite places in the world.
It's nice.
It's kitsch. Hotel.
Is it owned by Madonna, or is this just a clever name?
Yes, that's why. The only way you can get in is if you're a 19-year-old background dancer. And you have
nice.
To have washboard abs and be ready to have hardcore sex with a 65-year-old woman.
I love that, Gilf.
Madonna Inn is this cool sort of like themed hotel where there's a bunch of different rooms. But what it's famous for are its cakes.
You know what, buddy? Have you learned nothing over these past few years?
You're
going to go to a fucking esteemed place that has many different rooms. This is Mario Batali territory, pal.
No.
You need to be very careful because now you're out. So they want you young or someone I'm old.
Well, so
now that you're getting towards 40, you're going to be in a different kind of predatory market.
I like that.
Because the 70-year-olds are going to be like, come to my hotel, show me your winky. And now you're going to make another decision?
Well, we can all...
For pro-career or anti-career?
And I'm ready to make that decision now. I was too green before.
I know.
Now I know to make the proper decision. Suck that producer's dick.
Sure.
Act like you like it for the 5 minutes that it takes, and then you move on, and you get that part, and you get in Top Gun 9.
Also, I want to say, now that every single entertainment entity is going on strike... Kissel and Zabrowski, let's get our show off the ground.
This is the
time. It's
going to
be called Scabs. It'll be based solely on us breaking the picket line, giving them the middle finger. We're working for real cheap, keeping those numbers low. We can't have these actors getting cocky with money.
We just show up. We do. It's like, we'll take a dollar.
We'll do it for a dollar.
We do it for a dollar.
We pay you to do it.
No, we stand with the WGA because also the DGA is then going to strike and SAG is going to strike and it's going to be an entire year of no content and we're going to be the only ones open.
Well, I think if we stop making content, much like I've said about porno, we could do a 10-year halt. I need to catch up.
Yes.
That's all I fucking know.
There's plenty of television. Oh, so to complete the story.
Yes.
So I went to Madonna Inn. Sucked that producer's dick.
Great.
Got the part. Went right on strike. I mean, I feel like actually kind of that was a part of the offer is that he kind of knew that he had nothing to offer after I finished, which is kind of sad.
That's another good point. If you are new to Hollywood right now, you meet a producer, I can get you in that movie. No, you're on strike. No. This is not the time to get molested.
No.
Because there's no reward.
None. Absolutely. Except for the pleasure of making a cryptic old man smile.
I guess so.
But I went and ate a bunch of Madonna Inn cake, and when it's these giant tiered cakes, they're full of whipped cream, but I know that it fucks with my system.
I know.
But guess what I did?
What?
Built that in.
So you had 12 hours carved out for liquid shit.
Well, that was what my birthday really was for.
Did you go and like kiss your fantastic Japanese toilet before you left and be like, I'll see you soon, be ready.
I feel like my toilet, it's like, number one, it does miss me.
It does know that you're there when you're on it.
Well, because it goes in the room, because every time I walk in the room, it opens up ready to be filled.
It truly
does. It goes like, hungry.
It's very weird.
Hungry, fill me up.
I think that you do need to put like little fake teeth on it, give it little googly eyes, make it a little person. It might become sentient at one point. We just don't know.
But he's happy.
Yeah.
He seems to be. He's well fed. Because then as soon as I was done, and it kind of almost knew.
Oh, my.
Because it was weird. Normally it opens when you approach it, but this time it opened when I opened up the living room door when I came in the front door.
It just knew.
I heard it bing dong bing. Feel me, please.
Special occasion.
Yeah, splattered all over it.
If you can be a reincarnated one of those guys who jumps down there in a porta potty and swims in human shit, if you can come back as a Japanese toilet, woo, what a life that'd be. And you know, porcelain ain't breaking for a while.
No, it is. It won't. And I'm going to keep that fucking, that toilet's going to be around until after I'm dead.
Well, speaking of toilets, just a quick update on the Lori Vallow Daybell story.
You guys really need to hop on. I don't know. We have no connection to Law and Crime on YouTube, but they do great, great coverage. I've been watching all of the court testimonial footage of this trial. It's fascinating.
Yeah, Law and Crime is really good. I will say avoid anything on that Ashley Banfield seems to say.
I don't even
know who this woman is, but she's constantly defending Lori Vallow, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah,
there has been hair from Lori Vallow found on the duct tape that was used on 7-year-old Joshua, a.k.a. J.J. Vallow.
What side of it?
I don't. It was her head hair. It was not her bush hair. Thank you, detective. But you have to ask the tough questions.
That's what I'm here for. I always figure, I can tell by taste alone. let me get it in there.
One of the best bush hair experts in the United States.
To do a little bit of flossing, you actually can tell the coarseness is that this is definitely an inside the butt hair.
So anyone who is still, it is interesting, as we were talking about before the show, she just based on physical appearance alone will always have people that love her, but also so do many male mass shooters.
Yes, they do.
There are just fandoms of these people.
She is
but
not.
But this
used
is
to.
A big development in placing her at the scene of horrific, horrific crime.
She banked on being held in an innocent gaze because of the way that she looks. Yes. So for those of you that just so you don't know, quick sum up,
Lori Vallow, as we've covered many, many times, was a young woman turned into sort of a younger MILF, found a preacher by the name of Chad Daybell who believed himself to be a new form of funky on the street Mormon prophet. Yeah. And they were part of a doomsday cult where they believed people were turning into zombies. They went on to kill Lori Vallow's children, JJ and Tylee, and then probably Chad Daybell's wife. There was an attempted murder of Lori Vallow's cousin. Basically, so you know, there's a lot of bodies around these people.
Don't forget the husband.
Oh, of course. And Charles Vallow, who was shot by her brother, Alex Cox. Yes. It's a lot to unpack. But just
a lot
of
bodies around between the Vallows and the Murdaughs. What are we doing with all these bodies?
I mean, and they find that they rise to the surface.
They really
do. They are trying to, right now, they're diametrically opposing them in court. So Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell are being tried separately. So now you can see, I really have learned a lot watching between the Murdaugh case and this case, watching how these trials go and how defenses are set up and how the prosecutions are set up.
Sure.
It's very interesting because all they're trying to do with Lori Vallow is trying to say, well, she was different when Chad Daybell and her got involved. This is Chad Daybell's force, that he was the one that really was the operating force, and she was just the hot kind of like masthead.
I'm going to push back a little bit and say I've seen Chad Daybell. And he was so ecstatic that someone that looked like Lori Vallow was talking to him.
Yeah.
He would have done anything for her.
Well, he's got full body.
Let's just say both of them are probably no need to be around us at any point in the near future.
They're absolutely, I believe, doubly. We're going to, you know, they're still innocent until they're proven guilty. But they are guilty. I listened for 4 hours of this guy. He was the coroner talking about how when they went to dig up the bodies, the idea of you learn a lot about how a crime was committed by how the body was buried.
The bodies were also buried in a pet cemetery, a newly minted pet cemetery, according to Chad Daybell. And obviously that plays into the lore of zombie.
But they were kind of saying at first they were kind of played off. They were put in these sort of it was accidental and it was hidden away and it was put in this kind of shallow grave. But actually we found out it was put into this high, the children, when they were found, they were in an ornately constructed professional dig where the roots were cut around in a square.
And that's the least you can do.
And it's very difficult to do.
The least you can do.
Then they put the bodies down. They were all wrapped up. And then they covered them in gravel and then put boards on top of the gravel so that animals couldn't dig it up. So they thought about it very thoroughly.
Well, we also know that Lori Daybell's brother's fingerprints were found on the plastic.
Well, Alex Cox is a fucking serial killer, and I'm glad he's dead too.
Yes, recovered with her son JJ's remains. So it's a family
affair
in the worst possible way.
Oh, and then let's get to the story. I want to do the next story.
All right.
We missed a lot of good news.
I know. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible news.
But this is good news.
Okay.
It was interesting news. So you found out why so many cow wives have recently been disappointed in the bedroom?
Why?
It's because there's been some tongue extraction.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
what I like to think about. Cunnilingus from the cows.
Cows are turning up dead with tongues and sex organs removed. Bummer alert.
Yeah, also, I don't care to call them sex organs.
They are sex organs.
I know, but why can't we just call them genitalia?
They are called genitalia in some of these.
Sex organs makes it sound like that's like what a Wisconsin man calls. That's a sex organ. That ain't a cow.
It's better than calling it like a floofy and a dunger. You know what I mean?
I actually don't know. Also, is the floofy the male or the floofy the female?
Because
the dunker can go either way.
Floofy's pussy.
Oh, interesting. I actually had it the other way around.
No, I imagine a floofy is imagining a big, flowery cow pussy.
Yeah,
that's the way it takes a lot of effort and true ingenuity to cut around it.
Some of your first thoughts as a 39-year-old, these days.
actually, I don't want to talk about some of the first thoughts because most has just been like, it's time for me to get rid of these devils. I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife was so happy as she saw you sucking down all that thing that you know you're allergic to, which is dairy.
We always
have. And she was like, I wonder if we're going to make sweet love tonight. And you're just like,
here's a husband tip across the board. If you're going to eat something you know is going to hurt your tummy, fuck first.
Always do it.
This is real. Now, the reason why I want to do the story is because not very often do we see cattle mutilation stories put in the news. So
right. You
will kind of wonder why, number one, why are we covering this? There's a lot going on in the world. But it also shows that this shit is a true mystery and they don't know why these things happen. So now this is a recent bout. This is down in Texas. This was in Madison County near College Station, about 100 miles north of Houston.
Okay.
They found six cows that were mutilated. Now, what they mean was that their eyeballs were removed.
Woo!
Half of their face, so they saw like one side of their mouth was removed in a what they call a surgical fashion.
Right.
Which they does not look like. It looks like it was knife cuts, and it looks like it was not done by predators.
Yeah, that's what the news says, a straight, clean cut with apparent precision.
Yes, and that there was the tongue was also completely removed from the body. And the main thing here is that they also have no blood, that these things are drained from blood. They are not actively like, they
so
are not
weird.
Messes. It's really fucked up. And then also their genitalia, to use your favorite word.
Their sex organs.
They were cored out, right, in a way that is, again, being like, what's the deal with these anal coring machines? How expensive do I have to do a subscription service for everything?
Why do we think that the UFOs would be more intelligent than us?
We don't.
They might just be local yokel rednecks, and that's why everyone's like, they take our dumbest. What if they think they're taking our smartest? Because they're really stupid, and they're just out here pilfering our fucking cow dicks and pussies?
You are not too far off from legit questions.
Woo!
Of like that idea of like why
what if they are just like the ones that they sent on a boat because they're too dumb to be on Island Clark and then they just come here and now they're gonna be extra stupid.
There is a theory of like, so let's say you have this massive dying alien civilization someplace, right? And maybe that's one of the ideas of nuts and bolts UFOs, is that they're sending out these sort of like recon beams to kind of see where else they can go, or they're researching. But why do we assume they're sending their A team?
They wouldn't.
Because they need their A team. If they are on a dying planet, they're probably like, well, we need these guys. Well, we could take the Roger Clinton of the Pleiadians and send him out because we're not really missing him. And then if he actually figures it out, I mean, this is a whole Kevin James plot that we're not even allowed to pitch.
Well, not right now.
We're not even allowed not to right pitch now. These ideas.
We stand with the union.
I stand
activists,
next to them.
The unions are fucking over the people that are in the union. We stand with the people. We stand with people.
We stand with any person.
We stand with people.
I see people, any pencils, I'm right there. But they say what's weird about these bodies is that they are also, that this is the next level of mystery, is they are not then being picked over by scavengers.
That's the interesting thing. They say they're leaving the meat under the removed hide untouched. So would this now then say, this would not be the chupacabra? Because wouldn't the chupacabra like that meat?
Well, chupacabra makes tiny little bites and little sucks.
But don't they take all the blood out of the their victim?
Yeah, but normally it's a smaller creature. It'd be a smaller group. Unless they are herds
of chupacabra. So we're thinking UFOs here.
They're good. Well, this is the thing.
Or does somebody have a cousin?
We don't know.
Because this is a lot of cattle mutilation.
Well, we see. So this is one, like, we've seen this time and time again. In Oregon, 2019, we covered the same exact story. There was a group of cows found the same exact way. They asked themselves. There are a lot of people saying, like, these police officers are all asking themselves, like, why? Like, what exactly is the purpose? You know, everyone's saying aliens. There's one guy that's saying that he thinks it's cult. Some kind of cult activity.
Well, that would be interesting. A cow-related cult who they worship, perhaps, the genitalia of said cow.
Are they trying to make cows smile? And then you cut out the thing. You're like, now he's smiling. You're laughing my jokes now, cow.
So you're saying this is Jared Leto being meta for his next role as Joker. Is that your prediction here?
Yeah.
I blame most crimes on Jared Leto until proven it wasn't Jared Leto.
I think that he's up there. I definitely put him in the top five possible. Where's Jared Leto first? That's the first question I ask. Where's Jared Leto? Is he in Oprah's compound?
He might be. Well, what's interesting as well is this is not unique to this area. Madison County authorities discovered five similar incidents in the border in Brazos and Robertson County. Brazos, by the way, Ed Larson produced a little special out there where they roasted the border.
Yeah, it means arms, right?
Is that what it means? Brazos means arms. Arms County.
You see, I think these commercials that I'm doing for Babbel are really kind of catching on. I haven't
integrated marketing.
You see, I know they won't pay us. Technically, we should get paid extra for that. For what I just did.
We'll send them a message.
In
the middle of our cow mutilation bit about is it Jared Leto or is it aliens, we also mentioned Babbel.
You see, that's it. That's what it is.
So this is according to the Madison County Sheriff's Office. They say the other cows were found in the same condition, lying on one side with the exposed side of their face cut along the jawline and the tongue, once again completely removed. What is the significance of this?
I don't know.
I would say also, You got to take that meat. You got to be respectful.
Yeah, yeah. Why lips?
Lips. I don't know.
I honestly.
They're not eating it.
Of all of the food I've eaten, I've never seen lips be offered once,
except my beautiful wife.
Oh,
but I've
wow.
never once like thought of that, like, because, you know, there's a lot of conjecture here, because maybe they go and they're interested in our, like, our kind of a way our animals are, the way their DNA is comprised. Who fucking knows? There's also
the
some
cow?
Talk. There was talk about that was one of the contingencies
that there were,
of
that
the Gaeta Treaty that Eisenhower,
what you talking about now?
Eisenhower signed a deal. With the Greys, when
it's
he went on
the
that
Gaeta Treaty,
Gaeta Treaty,
Gaeta Treaty.
Yeah. They went and they to President Eisenhower. As you could so
no, this is
in the
no, we got these quote marks over this, right?
This is absolute fact. He went on what its quotes are was that President Eisenhower had an emergency dental surgery.
I've heard
in
this,
Florida,
yeah.
But what that was
very possible.
Was that he
no
he had look at his teeth. That's a general's teeth.
Yeah, that's a
he
general's
can't
teeth.
Eat. How would he mean? He wouldn't even allow surgery.
When
he
I think of generals, himself. I think a good hygiene, good teeth.
Yeah, he can't be put under because he doesn't trust anything while he's asleep. He never slept.
Look what happened to Joan Rivers. I was thinking about this the other day. Poor fucking Joan Rivers. Where's the accountability on that? Because I was watching Spaceballs, and she plays Beep Bop Bop Bop.
Technically,
and,
what's
and
his
where the fuck is the where's the accountability?
Probably the first thing that we could see about Kanye West's spiral downward was with losing his mother during surgery as well, when she was trying to get breast augmentation surgery, and she died in while she was under anesthesia.
I wonder if there's a way to do it where you just numb it.
Yeah.
All right.
I say what you should do is you should just fill them full of corn. Just get score corn in there.
So anyway.
What was I saying?
You were talking
no,
a lot.
No, something really. The Gaeta Treaty, which is completely real. And so part of that treaty was they think that, you know, they made an agreement with the Greys.
Yes.
That they would give us Wi-Fi in exchange for us giving them about 150,000 humans and animals.
Every year.
I don't know, but I didn't know if I didn't really get into the guts of the terms.
To be honest with you, I like Eisenhower. He gave a great speech leaving office, worried
the military-industrial complex,
a whole series of things. Also, it was a unique time, which would be called socialist by today's perspective.
Even though he was like the most Republican man in the world, but he also kind of tried to take care of America.
Times have changed, haven't they? But now this is really an important situation that happened with him.
Oh, God. One of the most crucial moments in his entire presidency. Right. I can't believe, because you imagine if he actually got it sick on the soup and threw up in the lap of a Gray.
Oh.
Remember President Bush?
I do.
When he did it?
It was funny.
I'm 39 years
Even
old.
Even war criminals all choke right. on pretzels.
That was a Jay Leno highlight.
Two of the cows had their genitalia and anuses removed. Right. So most of them, they're just going for the pussy or the dick and balls. But then a couple of guys are like, I'll take the butthole
Let's
too.
Do a double dip.
Is it one of those add-ons? Is that an extra Ooh. Side do you
is there
pay?
Is that a VIP?
I'm talking, yeah. Is that an extra 50? Is that a plus 50 bucks? Is that a VIP?
I don't know. But I do think that when you're coming back with it, you can be like, hey, you know, you're asking me for 9 cow pussies, but want some of these assholes too?
I also have some assholes for you. Yes. So again, that was the circular cut, the same precision. It is just weird, dude. They do say that farmers tend to be fairly happy. But I can't imagine they're very happy when they see their cows mutilated.
Which that's money, man. And also you get
it is money.
They
You're
have
right.
some sort of what they have, like, you know, Marcus talks a little bit about it. There is an emotional contingent as well with
but
your
then they
livestock.
They also have the ability to kill them.
Oh, they have to.
Yes.
And but they also feel the same way. Think about their own children as they understand they could wipe them out and they could
kill
just
them.
Make a whole new batch.
Well, we'll get to that story here in a second. Since April in Colorado alone, 196 cows were found mutilated. That was in October of 1975.
This is what started the entire cattle mutilation like fascination.
So 75, that's a long time ago.
And we've seen
it's almost 50 fucking years ago. We're getting old.
There's been dozens since. So it is a mystery. We don't know why it is as such. People like to blame aliens, obviously, because it's fun. But at the same time, exactly. Qui bono? What do the aliens get out of it? What do the cows get out of it? I say very little.
Very, yeah. If you're a cow, you're not getting much out of it. Except
I think
for the
cows
sweet
should go on strike.
I agree.
The cow CA.
I also love that people are like, they blame cows for farting, but then cows are like, we're only here for duty.
You put me here, dog.
In 1980, the FBI actually closed its investigation.
Yes.
And they just said it was because of common predators. But that shows you for a decade, for 5 years, the FBI had their weird little smoking man be like, what's going on with these assholes?
This is still FBI, though. Yeah. So these FBI guys are still like, I mean, that's the coolest job. If you're going to be in the FBI, the guy who's tailing me must be so bored. But like everybody, like that's so fucking cool to be able to like that. That's the X-Files.
That is literally the X-Files.
It's fucking awesome.
If you can get that assignment, that would be so. But we want it too much.
We wanted too much. But I feel like in the end, that's where we would have been good in the FBI. But we would have been bad at the physical obstacle course. I would have failed a lot of the drug tests. I don't think that I have the diligence. I don't like wearing a tie.
Although, you know what? When you do go undercover, you have to take the drugs.
Oh, yeah. That's the coolest part.
If you're undercover with like a meth ring, you got to be like, number one guy.
Yeah, dude. What I need to do is go with like, if they could use me to go into like undercover of like Comic Cons. And that'd be cool. And they just mix amongst the nerds and stuff. And the only drug I'm on is sweet, sweet pixie sticks.
Absolutely. So we have no idea what's going on right now. But yes, the idea is UFOs, some kind of weird ass cult, or again, some weird ass cousin came to town and he done what he does.
He just doesn't do that. He hates lips. Live from
your grave. My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year, thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Last podcast on the left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say, we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family. Because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart and don't delete because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it. Thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Yeah, basketball! Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Basketball! You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's all it takes. You got to make the right picks, and it's simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. It's incredible. Prize Picks, it's easy and fun. And if I were you, I would be keeping my eye on that LeBron James, famous basketball player. Is he going to get more rebounds this week, or will it be the next week? Will he get more points this time, or the points will be worse than the last time? All I know is I like his shoes. And I like his outfits that he wears from the bus to the locker room. But I can't pick those. But if I could, I would. Download the app today and use code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Also, did you see that story? I don't really have the article or anything here, but that massive crop circle that pulled up.
Well,
there was a crop circle, but it was quite unique. This
Marcus
one.
And I have a loaded topic.
Okay,
a last podcast topic that we're going to do called the sad world of crop circles, because
it's hard to do.
It is hard to do, but it has largely been debunked that most of them turn out to be most. But the ones that aren't are just some of, like, I like them to stay kind of mysterious in a way, because it's kind of cool to have that last bastion of true mystery.
Yeah, it's always
like
the
art can do. Art, if that is just artists and artisans doing it, yeah. It's fucking incredible.
It's the 1%. It's like 99% could be fake, but what's the 1%? Also, they're not fake. It is really cool when you see them do it in fast motion. You're like, yeah, we're working.
No, it is cool. Yeah, but they are largely debunked, unfortunately.
Yes, except for the ones that aren't.
Except for the ones that aren't. But still, they're probably soon to be bunked. They're currently bumped.
39 and losing your creativity, my friend.
I know. I have to. This is the thing. I'm going to start wearing power suits. It's all about investments now. I'm all talking about hustle and grind.
Oh, God,
and how I'm going to talk about nacho fucking Texas.
Nacho
NFTs is
Texas.
My version of NFTs.
Already
or whatever,
out. NFTs
jokes.
Are already out.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this real quick. Right. 39 bodies were found in the investigation of a cult in Kenya. Now, this is a group of people that have been following a guy by the name of Paul McKenzie, who was moved out of a, because I guess there's an area of Kenya called, that's like, it's a tourist destination mm-hmm. that actually sounds beautiful near, it's called Malindi. And he's designated as a cult leader. And what he's telling people to do are starve themselves in the name of God so they could see him faster.
Now, and this is interestingly enough, I went to a church growing up called Good News Fellowship Church. And it may be in relation to this church that he is, air quotes, working for. It's called Good News International Church, or GNIC. If you want to be short with
it. Yeah.
Yes, he says starvation is the way to God, which obviously it's not true, because truly God said, if you do want to take it literally, eat all the shit that I gave you.
You're supposed to eat all
like,
the shit.
Literally.
That's why I put it here.
Yes, well, that's like, the whole point.
But actually, we find out, actually, the quickest way to go to God is what Gwen Shamblin found out, because Gwen Shamblin also said you should be skinny for God. But what she found out, the quickest way to go to God is to crash your plane on your way to a Trump rally. And that sends you right to, that's the diamond, that's the Delta Diamond Club of going right to God.
What a stupid way to die.
She sucked. She was another one that told people to starve. It's very similar because they call it fringe, but it's kind of like bolted into being humble for Jesus, which is like, so it's about fasting and beating the living shit out of your children. That's
it's
kind of like what they focus on.
Absolutely horrible. According to Malindi Sub-County Police Officer Jeff Kamboy, he said that there were more shallow graves that have yet to be dug up. Currently, the death toll is, as Henry said, 43, because they did find 4 further people who were dead, completely emaciated.
Yes.
And it looks like this man is, again, the reason for all of this.
Well, he's saying I'm not a cult leader.
Well, why?
He's
do you
saying
think
that
they get off on watching people slowly suffer and
yes,
die?
Yes, they do. I think that they like the fact that they'll do anything that they ask them to. Paul McKenzie basically said, I'm not a cult leader. I led a church that some people gave me grief for, but I closed it down. And now I'm just a man who lives in a village. But the thing is what he's done is kind of brought people from all the neighboring villages around to this kind of like in the middle of nowhere, beautiful, idyllic, but very quiet area of Kenya, that he's created these 3 villages named Nazareth, Bethlehem, and Judea.
Oh my
And he's
God.
Been baptizing followers and then just straight up telling them that they just got to stop eating, that God is going to make you live, but you'll see him by being super hungry, which
you
is probably
also,
true because you get fucking delirious when you're starving.
Yeah, you start tripping balls. You could also just take mushrooms, trip balls, and then follow that with a fantastic dinner. So yes, the followers that were starving at the pastor's instructions, police have said there were dozens of shallow graves. They have just really kind of started digging this past Friday. So
yes.
Who knows how many freaking people, because he has been arrested twice before in 2019 and in March of this year in relations to the death of children.
Yes. And he
each time he was released on bond. How many times? This is the thing. I'm like, you know, we got to be I don't think people should be incarcerated because they can't afford to get out of jail. In this case, they probably could have kept him in there.
Well, it's,
because it seems like he was killing a bunch of kids.
I feel that there is a complicated relationship in this part of the world with religion. And
as opposed
how
to here,
oh,
where
yeah,
it's so
we've
smooth.
Got it wrapped up.
Yeah, we're nailing it.
We really get it. But there is a bit of that. We see that. Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell is actually a really good example of it.
A little bit.
Of a bunch of cops not wanting to get involved because they look at this as some weird religious thing that we don't want to have to kind of put our jurisprudence into. We don't want to fucking mix with any of this because it gets complicated for us. Because they're being pussies and they don't want to face the ire of the church, even though the church is, I don't know what to tell you. Like, if the church was actually any good, it would tell you to do your job and find these criminals and get them out of our system.
And the church is just this, the air quotes, the church is an amorphous, what is it?
Yes.
And of course, evangelicalism, I believe, has been so polluted by politics and whatnot that, you know, it's just very interesting, air quotes, the church. What does that mean to every different person has a different idea of what that means.
And it's a highly complicated issue because of consent. Because if you're over the age of 18, technically you're allowed to go do whatever you want. If you want to go and commit yourself to some man you just met and everybody's going to starve themselves to death. We talked about this with Heaven's Gate too.
Go for it.
You're absolutely
allowed.
I
say don't go for it. You can. Did you hear Cool Church? My least favorite of all churches is Cool Church. I actually like
anything that says like love Christ and graffiti like makes me just melt in pain.
Skating and God. He was singing Jesus, 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 Jesus like Peaches.
Ugh.
But he said Jesus instead, like he was Bowser, but Bowser for God.
Absolute garbage.
Well, Henry, I'm gonna tell you a story.
Oh,
I'm
no.
gonna tell you a story.
Oh God,
this has animals, but there's no religion in this story.
Oh God, no. What?
A Sunderland man. Sunderland.
Guy, don't like the tone.
His name was David Lee. He's 40 years old. You're 1 year away. He appeared in a magistrate because this takes place in the old South Shields. He was charged with carrying out a sexual act involving a herring gull, which is a bird.
Oh,
and so he was fucking a bird.
Yeah.
From what I heard, well,
from what
know,
I heard was.
This is an offense. Because there's an Animal Welfare Act of 2006, which says you don't fuck a herring gull.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
And so, according to CCTV footage, which was played in court, the defendant was kneeling down in an alleyway around 1 a.m. with a wild bird between his legs. He is seen pulling his pants off and appearing to masturbate with the bird close to his groin while watching pornography on his phone before kicking the bird away and walking off.
I'm really glad we got into this.
Isn't that interesting? So anyway, the court heard that Lee was charged with the following. On Thursday, August 18th, last year.
I'm looking up a herring gull because I want to just first of all see. Oh, wow. Holy shit.
They're
never
huge.
Mind.
They are big and they are beautiful.
Ooh, yeah. Look at the tits on that herring gull. yum. Who doesn't want to have part of that? Big titty herring gull. Have you been on that subreddit?
No, I have.
Big titty herring gulls? Man, oh man, some of the nipples on those. Then you wonder, like, birds aren't even supposed to have nipples.
No,
then
they're dinosaurs.
This is AI, another crime! Another AI-based crime!
They're dinosaurs. Lee wantonly or unreasonably did an act where he took a wild bird and undertook a sexual act where that caused unnecessary damage to the bird.
Yeah, because it sounds like the damage is unnecessary.
Yes, to the herring there. Well, at around 1 a.m., the defendant was seen chasing the gull down the road. The second piece of footage, the defendant found the bird and then did what he did with it there. So he was chasing it around.
Yeah, these guys, he's bored. You know what he needs? Fidget spinner. If you do it in a British accent, because I'm so used to hearing these stories in sort of a Florida accent or Texas accent or a Wisconsin accent, but just hearing them go over these details are really, really fun. On Thursday, August 18th, last year, Sunday, Lee wantonly, unreasonably did an act where he took a wild bird. Undertook a sexual act, whereby unnecessary suffering were caused to that animal. In the third piece of footage, it is clear that the defendant is masturbating. The defendant places the bird close to his groin and in between his legs. He goes back to his phone and continues with the act.
So, I guess...
Well,
it's
so he killed
weird.
The bird in the process of masturbating with it?
I don't believe he killed the bird.
Again, I think this
the
is
bird
Penny.
Just ran off and was just like, guys, you don't want to know what just happened to me.
No, he just went. He just got treated like Brendan Fraser and Terry Crews. And he's going to go and he's going to stop the Golden Globes.
Please,
because the Golden
God.
Globes need to stop.
Who
they literally
cares?
Are fucking garbage. And all you do is get pinched.
Well, that's
as a,
good.
If you're a buxom young man.
Bring your personal issues into the episode.
No,
there.
I'm just saying, so, I'm glad I didn't get groped by the foreign press. But I also know now if I could have just sucked one dick, I could have been James Corden.
I know, buddy. I've
it could have been me.
I've
and
been,
now you're saying they cancel. Can you believe? What's this whole world coming to? They canceled James Corden.
Did they cancel that show?
Yeah, finally.
Oh,
Christ.
God. So according to, again, the woman, I believe this is one of the magistrates or something, they say he pulls his trousers up and gives a kick to the bird. He picks up his phone and starts to walk off.
Yeah, man.
So he jerks off, kicks the bird.
I know.
And I say, why do you got to kick the bird?
You don't even give him any seed.
You don't got to kick the bird. I think that would have been even more gross.
You're not going to hang out with this fucking, you're going to hang out with him? Because at this point, that's a date.
Anyway,
my question is, if you're jerking off with the bird, why need pornography?
Well, that's the thing. That's where I'm a little bit confused.
I'm
confused about the whole thing. But if he was, did he just want a warm anything? There's
TikTok.
No picture of this
TikTok's
guy.
TikTok's ruining everything.
Yes, according to, again, Kay Gilbert, one of the chair of magistrates, she says the word bizarre has been used on more than one occasion.
Bizarre.
And I do see that. Yeah, bizarre.
You know that song? How bizarre.
How bizarre. I think that's what this was about.
Yeah, I really do think it might have been.
A man masturbating with a herring gull in an alley at 1 o'clock in the morning. Actually, this is a picture of the guy. You know, doesn't look like a bird fucker, but he is.
What does a bird fucker look like?
Oh, actually, now that I look at his face, he looks like a bird fucker.
Well, he definitely looks, yeah, he's angry that he got caught bird fucking.
Well, what do you say?
I'd say.
I feel like if you're dating. If you're getting a call,
I'm half bird. That's my mother.
Like that Kids in the Hall sketch with
Bird Lady.
I love Bird Lady. If you get a call from a significant other, I'm in jail. Mm. Now, you're never going to be like, oh, what happened? Unless, of course, he's a hero, a vigilante who saved the day, but the cops don't quite know he's the hero yet. They arrested everyone.
That's your best. But you think that's your best hope.
That's your best hope. Otherwise, DUI. You're like, okay, I understand you're an idiot. Fine, I'll go fucking pick you up, Tommy, you moron. I fucked this herring gull.
Oh, I'm not calling Natalie. I'm calling you.
I'm going to let you stay the night.
You don't
You're
call.
Staying the night.
No. You don't call. That is not a call for a significant other.
You
that is
a call,
for a...
And I'm going to tell you one
thing. A sketchy friend. Call somebody who owes you money.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, Henry. I will pick you up. Don't even worry about it. But you are going to spend the night because I need you to have at least just seven contemplative hours.
Yes.
And then we pick you up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Sharp.
No
problems.
Lock me in a room. I should be somewhere.
Just for the night.
Because obviously I'm just like, well, I can't be trusted.
No.
Because especially if I don't even dare put it on anything. A Hitchcock movie?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
God.
Like The Birds? What
I
is this?
Love
pornography?
That movie was fucking scary,
I'm trying to think
of
another bird-based film.
Oh, there's so
bird
many.
Bird television?
Well, any sort of, you know, the Ken Burns, the those kind of, the movie about the Earth. Those movies about Earth, planet Earth.
That's not Ken Burns.
Yeah, whatever.
David Attenborough.
Oh.
And as you can see, glorious seals. Glorious. Did you remember that video we showed him, the Fernandate?
Everybody's so mad about the seal. The seal is fucking forcing itself on the penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Rough day to have a tuxedo on.
Indeed. All right. Well, let's move on. Should we do more?
I could cover a little bit more about Nicholas Rossi, but we covered a little bit. Just go into that story because I was lampooning him, but the Nicholas Alverdian / Nicholas Rossi has a really good Dateline out right now, and it really illustrates this dude is a serial rapist that has been on the run for this for a long time, and he worked directly for the House of Representatives of Rhode Island. And the man that was supposed to, in Dateline, there was a fantastic mini interview with one of the former House of Representatives from Providence. And this dude, they cut to this guy in a navy blue tracksuit with a big gold chain. He's like, there was the House of Representatives from Rhode Island. And I was like, oh yeah, that's
right.
You
sound like our business manager when you do that.
Anybody can be a House of Representatives member. It can literally be. It's so easy to be one.
Dude, George Santos just had to cast a crucial final vote.
I am just it like, is... how is he still voting? How is he still doing shit? But Nicholas Rossi worked
hard because he lied about being, this is a very sensitive story. He lied about being sexually assaulted while being a foster kid. This is Nicholas Rossi. We know that he did, but they're building up. He also then.
He's a serial criminal liar.
He's a
everything
real
wrong.
Criminal. Same thing with George Santos. These are actual, like, God knows what other crimes that they have attached to them.
I'm not going to put Santos into this. No, these are very serious charges. He also allegedly tried to say that he was unable to walk during the Dateline
interview. That was the bit I was doing.
So, no, I know.
Yeah, because he would say, you can't even say, can you say I can't even walk?
Yes.
How could I possibly have sexually assaulted if I can't even be stationary in a chair?
He can't even walk.
It's stationary, and if you look, they say, Nicholas Rossi had tattoos. As you can see right here, upon my forearm here. Good sir, you can see. These tattoos are no longer there, which is true, because then he had his weird fucking helper wife woman paint him pink. Now I'm back in this position.
Oh, yeah, buddy, you really need to try to get up. There we go. Come on. Worm your way up there. Right, your zipper's down. They also said... Oh, your penis. He told NBC, again, it was difficult to hear him because he also wore an oxygen mask over his mouth and nose.
Absurd. It's absolutely absurd. I am the Nicholas Rossi.
So anyway, seems to be a very dangerous, dangerous man.
Yeah, man, he's going to be in jail soon. They're waiting to extradite him from Scotland now, and it's going to happen very soon.
He cries. There's footage in this Daily Mail article, and you really have to see it. He's wearing the oxygen mask. He doesn't need it.
No, it's slopping off his face. It's incredible. It's the best bit I've seen.
Did you see when she tries to help him up?
It's the best, and he's like, damn it, Marjorie. Damn it, Marjorie, held by the pedals.
Yes, it reminds me of, I believe there's a character from Naked Gun who could actually walk or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the guy that's from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
What's his name? That fucking incredible actor. Nuns on the Run. That's the other movie he was in.
Oh, fantastic.
But his wife is just, this is another fucking Miranda Knight, who's just like, she's another troubling human being. He's going to be in a concrete square soon.
Yes, according to Miranda Knight, she says, we were once a normal family, but thanks to the media.
See the one with the picture of him with the top hat on? Looking like, oh God, I love this. I love this little fucking weasel bitch. I love him so much. He's such a piece of shit. Just because if you look at, there's a picture of him in a full three-piece suit with the oxygen mask on. It's connected to nothing.
Nothing.
And then he's got a bowler hat on. He is a James Grond villain? Like, if you found, it's the bag cereal version of James Bond.
I got you.
Oh,
yes,
look at the velvet suit.
I do like the velvet
God,
suit.
God, he's such a little wiener.
He wants to be both Kevin Spacey in real life and in A Usual Suspects because, again, he is faking this entire thing. And what a weird.
Well, because he also, remember,
I'm always surprised that these people have wives.
Because he also faked his own death. You remember that story? Because he faked his own death and he put out, when he was hiding from the first rape charges before going to Glasgow, he faked his own death.
Jesus.
And I believe his final words that he had recorded were like, go then and face the light. It was some weird thing. It was so fucking great.
An obituary dedicated to him appeared online in several news outlets that he had died in February of 2020. Obviously, that did not happen.
Reports of my death are greatly exaggerated.
Wow. So on Friday, October 28th, this is obviously last year, the U.S. Embassy in London issued a diplomatic notice for supplementary extradition requests requesting the extradition of this D-bag.
Yo, yeah, they're going to get him, too. They're going to get him. They're going to wrap him up.
Jeez, he deserves Louise. It. And these go all the way back. It's 2008 is the first
sexual
assault.
He's a serial rapist and he's a very bad person.
Yeah, they say 2008, convicted
again,
of sexual assault.
Again, he's innocent until proven guilty.
2017, right. He had fraud in Ohio. Former foster mom in the same state accused him of stealing $200,000. February 2020, he faked his own death. December 2021, he was arrested at the hospital in Glasgow.
Yeah, because he was in fucking... He went because he had COVID.
He
got hospitalized for COVID.
See,
and they arrest him like right there. One of the only pro-COVID moments I saw.
January 2022, he was ordered in custody. He was freed from jail. And now, of course, again, he is... he's still in jail as of this time. Now.
They're going to get him. We're going to get him soon, and then we're going to get him. We're going to really lump him up.
Live from your grave.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. our patented bedding includes everything you need. A fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Are you finding it harder to don latex and go out to the spank club at night? I know I am. Maybe it's that my rump has gotten softer, or my need for punishment by a big bone daddy is just not as strong as it used to be. But honestly, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. I know, because when I go to the guy that hangs me upside down by my ankles and he plays with my nostrils with a feather and calls me his little panty boy, I'm like, what am I getting out of this? Like, why is this not doing this for me right now? I need to talk to my therapist. Because what's the right amount of socializing for you? I mean, me, I require at least 3,000 to 5,000 fans cheering me on in order for me to feel like I'm worth anything. But other people need less. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life. It doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
And here's a little bit of a warning for you, for those of you who know, you guys near the UC Davis area, apparently there is a stabbing spree going on right now that is kind of all coming together. Right now, the witness of descriptions is that they're saying a light-skinned male, possibly Hispanic, between 19 and 23 years old, 5'7", 5'9", long curly hair, is saying he's stabbing homeless people instead, like brutally, very, very, and a student. He stabbed a student by the name Kareem Abu Najim. And it's very, very sad. And it's just really scary. We covered last week that there are young men that are going missing in Austin, turning up dead. Chicago, we're also seeing a lot of reports, kind of the same MO. People going to something like an Uber and then never getting to their location. And people wandering off drunk, not getting back to wherever they were at. And it's just scary. It always was kind of intense to be young, but just make sure you know who you're partying with and you trust the people that are driving you home.
Well, it is interesting, especially here, because specifically in Austin, I know it's mostly men. I believe it's all men that have been killed at that point. And I was watching, now I don't take it with a grain of salt because I did see it on Instagram, but it does seem as if there's blank spots of the cameras where the cameras are in Austin. And it looks as if the person is committing these crimes where they know there's, I'm always like law enforcement, but who knows? But someone who knows the makeup of the city and understands how to get away with scary.
You'd be surprised. Sometimes people who work utility companies also kind of know those kind of, depending on where those stations are, where the cameras are held.
Very, very good point. If I was, and this is my advice to the Austin PD, I'm here for you, number one.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Good.
Go to open mics. Because the thing is, you know for a fact, if this guy does do comedy, like, I killed 3 people last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the hardest part about it was, oh, I forgot my shovel. Like, whatever.
Oh,
he's going to tell a joke about it.
Somebody.
And then just be like, I hear there's some truth in comedy. And then because that's how these people, psychopaths are serial killers and stand-ups.
Real close. So if you see a guy doing bits, right, the key is, because every comedian also only ever really wants to talk about themselves. So if you just ask them, so how'd you come up with all the incredible material?
About being a serial killer.
It
seems like you're really there.
That's how you get them.
That's how you get them.
We'll see.
All right. Well, I believe it's time for Hero of the Week.
I need a hero.
Okay. This hero, it's interesting because you might not think they're a hero at first.
Oh, that's great. I love that intro.
A man wakes up in horror to discover his puppy has chewed off his big toe. But it turns out indeed, in a bizarre twist, that the puppy chewed off his toe because he had two blood clots in it, and it was about to go right to his brain.
I mean, I hope it knew.
This is why if Jerry starts sucking on my toes or puffing, who I just had to give a bath yesterday, and I had to shave his butthole because the hair was getting too long and the poop kept on sticking in
there. Yeah, he's just laughing like father like son.
Yes, indeed. When you start chewing on the toe, I say, well, you know what? Now I'm going to the doctor. He woke up on the sofa, and he looked at his right toe. It was a bloody stump. The 64-year-old was like, oh, my God.
So he slept through his entire toe being consumed by a dog?
Isn't that the dream? So he's 64, and he woke up, and this 7-month-old puppy, it's a little bulldog named Harley, he was like, God damn it, dog, you ate my toe.
You literally ate my toe.
He went to the doctor. It turned out it was a potential lifesaver. Medics later said he lost feeling in his feet due to two blocked arteries in his legs. David was a granddad from Cambridge, and he said without that dog chewing on his toe, he never would have known, and perhaps he would have died.
God bless. I don't know if you know if the puppy's always right, but I've heard this about dogs, right? I've heard this that was like someone said this. I forgot what this is, a very, game of telephone anecdote. But the idea of like someone was on a plane and dog was next to them going crazy and they found out it's because they had cancer.
Oh.
But it's like, again, I don't know how you know when a dog knows.
Well, you might have asked, why did he sleep through this as you did, Henry? He says, my puppy had near enough chewed my big toe off. It chewed down to the bone and cracked it. But because of all of this, I discovered that my foot is completely numb and he can't feel anything. So that is why he's like, ooh.
So he didn't know until the dog was fucking gnawing on his appendages.
I feel like I would know if my feet are numb. Like, how do you walk on numb feet?
Well, that is, this is what I was talking about this with Marcus on the phone yesterday, but this is how toxic masculinity hurts men as well. I know we talk a lot about how toxic masculinity hurts other people, but when it comes down to
I saw some toxic femininity at the end of the Willie Nelson concert. A woman violently hit her man multiple times.
What did you do?
I did yell. And I said, you leave him alone.
You leave him alone. But no, the idea that you don't go to the doctor because you think you're not worth it. And then you're walking around. He's not even thinking about his body. If your toes are so numb that someone could chew them down to the bone.
Yeah. I have a hangnail right now that I feel. So I don't need, I know my toes are not numb.
No. You gotta snip the hangnails because then they can grow into cancerous tumors.
I go to the doctor vicariously through Marcus. I'm there all the time.
I always do that. I was a guy, when he goes in, I'm like, hey, Marcus, could you ask a little about this little thing I got here too?
Just take a picture of it. So anyway.
Doctors love that.
His wife wrapped up his toe, rushed David to the hospital. And Dave was put on antibiotics to stop an infection caused by the dog bites. So it also could have killed him.
I mean, in the end.
But he did find out indeed.
God bless. That is crazy. I can't believe it. I mean, but you got to be careful. Again, check your goddamn toes.
Yeah, apparently
I'm doing toe refurbishment right now.
Oh, sure.
I have to use this. I have very bad. This is a disgusting story.
Sure. Great.
But I was living with Ed Larson in college. We were in an apartment complex that had the fact that they allowed us to even rent an apartment.
And they're still doing that. There's another group of kids that they're allowing to live there now.
They tore the whole building
down. Did they really?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe we were allowed to stay in there. We destroyed an apartment and to the point where, so the shower that we had about 2 to 3 inches of standing water at all times.
Good. That's
and
what you want.
I basically developed a permanent case of athlete's foot at one point and kind of just let it
fungus.
Rot. Yeah. So now my nails look like
Sneagles. Do you have an
Sneagles?
Idea how gross you are when you have athlete's foot, but you're like, you're not an athlete at all.
I wasn't being seen by a woman at the time.
Yeah.
I was really concentrated on drugs and alcohol.
Right.
And doing comedy, and I wasn't really thinking about the long
term. How many days do you think that same standing water would be in there?
Well, never left.
Never left.
Yeah. The scum would kind of go, and then I'd kick it off. But by this point, I just didn't care. It was bad. Dude, it was bad.
Oh, I know. I'm aware of what we all have done.
But yeah, but my nails began, I look like, you look bad. So now I'm painting them with this. I got to get this antifungal varnish. Great content.
Yeah.
And I covered really there and excited. But I gotta say, new lease on life, you're gonna see a lot more of my feet this year, Kissel.
Oh, fantastic.
I've shown
my feet for the first time since I moved out here. I've never shown my feet before.
I never wanted to, but now
I've become Ed Larson.
I'm taking the shame
by its collar, and mm-hmm. I'm kicking it out of Henry Zebrowski's house.
Eddie is going through a phase of classiness. I'm going through a phase of trashiness because now I am Ed, what Ed was 20 years ago.
Oh,
I am now.
So.
And now, of course, Ed is what I was maybe 5 to 10 years ago, trying to be what people want us to be until you realize you're never going to be good enough. So just be you.
Be you. And sometimes you involves you being a total absolute fuck up.
Also, honorable mention, Hosea Zakoreskis, one of these Polish names, Zakorzewski. She was in a marathon, but she ended up driving her car most of the way.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That's a real hero.
I love that.
Yeah,
I just like that. There was also someone in the New York marathon that just took the subway the whole way.
He's like, what do you want, man? It's just be like, yeah, they're all running. I win.
It's a race.
Yeah, I won the race.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what are you going to do, guys? We don't train, so it's just fun news for us.
Absolutely.
Let's get some listener emails. Now, this is what we again. It's time has come up on the show, but this is a fun firsthand experience. I was listening to this week's Side Stories when the topic of hitman rates came up.
Mm-hmm.
I had to write it. So one night several years ago, my parents told me and my siblings that we needed to stay with a relative for a few days. They hastily explained that there was an issue with our sewage tank and that we needed to leave the house immediately. Well, it turned out that that was a strange excuse for a much more serious issue.
Okay.
That day, my dad had gotten news that there had been a hit taken out on him.
Oh, my gosh.
I won't go into too much detail so I can keep it anonymous, but long story short, my dad is an attorney, represented a client who sued this other attorney over a bad business deal. Well, the other attorney lost that case, ended up facing $350,000 in sanctions.
Woo.
Investigators believe that this is what drove him to hire a hitman to kill my father for $20,000.
Attorney on attorney violence.
Yes.
Wow.
The chosen hitman was a local contractor with a known criminal record. When he was approached by the attorney with the solicitation of the murder, he went along with it. Luckily for us, and this does happen a lot, we've seen a lot of this story too, despite his seedy past, murder was crossing the line. Because it's true, we'll say this again and again, until when you murder something, it's like it's, as soon as you murder, it's all over for you.
It's a whole other thing.
I completely agree that you have to be able to be forgiven for stealing drugs, all that kind of shit, because we all go through horrible periods of life and we become the most horrible versions of ourselves, and we have to have the opportunity to grow.
And I'm talking
and
murder here, so, not killing. I mean, you can find ways in life to carve out a good killing.
I mean, whatever. Sometimes you got to.
Sometimes.
But this guy was like, you know, this is, again, this is all over money. And then this guy saw this and it was nice because he really chose. He's like, I may steal, but I don't kill.
I don't kill. Right, so interesting. So how did he find the hitman?
So he doesn't say how he, because I think this is the details that make it not.
Right, right.
But so he met, so the guy that the attorney hired to kill this guy's father, he met with his father and he said, this guy's trying to hire me to fucking kill you. Right. It told him there's a murder for hire plot out for you. And then they both went to the police. The police had the contractor wear a wire and then the entire plan for the hit on tape. And it was pretty much a wrap. But that's crazy. You know, but the $20,000, so what we talked about here, doesn't seem like a lot for someone's entire life. And it seems to be, and according to this writer, that it has become a tense joke around the house about how little their father is worth, which is it is sad because now you have a number.
Yeah, but it was a number that didn't get followed through with. So yeah, at the very least, that's it. I mean, we don't know if the guy would have been offered $100,000. It also, again, just seems like it exacerbates your problems more than anything.
Oh,
so
yes.
I would just say, just pay the $350,000. Go into bankruptcy. There's ways to get around it without killing
your
peer.
Listen to every con man who's ever made it and just understand you just don't have to pay your bills.
You can outlast them, I suppose.
That's the idea, is that you just keep delaying.
But you
delaying.
Do have to pay your taxes, unfortunately.
Just continue to do your financial crimes, don't murder. It's just like, that's fine. Any other crime, you can figure out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, sure. Here we go.
You sound like Epstein's lawyer.
Oh, no. Noam Chomsky.
What? You know,
Noam Chomsky.
If a billionaire called me right now, I'm going to go visit him, too. Because if he can knock off, if he can give me $1 million, You don't want to go to out to eat with $1 million?
I'm checking my bona fides, my friends.
Don't check my bona fides. All right. Check my bona fides right now.
Whoa, I see it.
No, that was interesting. The list of the Epstein list is quite
fascinating. Very, very interesting. All right, time slip.
It does, doesn't it?
In 2008, I was in Manchester, England. We were there.
We were there, and I believe that if this story is similar to the ones we've heard, I believe we actually visited.
Oh yeah, it was his 22nd birthday, which is Halloween. No. We went to the Liverpool time slip area.
Liverpool, okay. Yes.
I was with a good friend and a group of acquaintances I didn't know very well, and things got pretty rowdy. At the end of the night, everyone was pretty drunk, and the only person with a car offered to drive us back to our hotel.
Good.
I'd had a few drinks, but it was uncomfortable with the drunk person driving us, so I opted to walk. It was a 1 mile walk back to the hotel.
Well, that is enough to get picked up and killed.
Because Manchester's really crazy, too. It can get crazy.
It really can. Yeah. I love Manchester, but it was awesome. Scary.
When we were on a busy street, I was feeling good, and a walk at 1 a.m. on my birthday seemed kind of nice. A few blocks in, I noticed that most of the people that were loud in the street had seemed to disperse, and a fog had rolled in. I was alone. Yeah. Except for this one guy who was walking uncomfortably close to me. I started walking faster, and so did he. At one point, I stopped at an intersection to look for cars, right? And I noticed that all of a sudden there weren't any. A seemingly busy street before turned into a ghost town. It was just me and this person following close behind me, who was standing next to me at the intersection. He turned to me and had three words and said, three words I will never forget. Fancy a fuck? No thanks, I replied. Whoa. And then the most horrifying thing a woman can hear in this situation. I think you do. I started to cross the street faster and faster, him all the while keeping up with me. I looked around for anyone else, any help, any cars, and there was nothing. I started running. He started running. Then out of nowhere, a couple appears out of an alley. I run up to the both of them and I link into the girl's arm explaining what had happened. They were both dressed in 1960s styles clothes, but I didn't think any of it because that night was Halloween.
Halloween, of course, sure.
So I walk with them for one block. At the time, neither of them had said a word. We got close to my hotel. I turned back to look for the creep. He was gone. Then I looked back to thank the couple. They were gone. I noticed that the traffic and all the people that seemingly disappeared before had all come back, and the fog was gone. I was back on a busy Friday night street that I was on before. Now, even though that was horrifying, the weirdest part was this. I beat everyone back to the hotel by 10 minutes. It was a mile away, a straight shot, and I walked back faster than anybody else. I checked with my good friend, and there she was there, and she is certain that the driver hadn't taken any side streets or back roads. I have no explanation for what happened that night until I heard a couple episodes about time slips, especially because some of them happened. Jolly old England.
All right, perhaps a time slip indeed, a bad era that she slipped into. Fancy a fuck.
Very fancy a
no,
fuck.
No, I don't.
Very, very, very scary.
No,
very, very, very scary.
I don't. I'm not a cow.
Just to make sure, we're gonna be out there live, Kissels out there.
Yes, I'll be in La Brea.
Sunday, May 7th at the Brea Improv.
At the Brea Improv, please come out, hang out with me.
You're filming your crowd work special, right?
No, I don't think so.
If you got a goofy job or you got a weird fat body and you want him to really roast the hell out of you, show up front row. That's what he's doing, right?
Yeah, kind of.
You're like, well, are you some kind of dump truck salesman?
That's a free line
for you.
Thank you. That's going to be my opener. You dump truck salesman? That's fantastic. Yes, Brea Improv. I believe the show's at 7 p.m. It'll be fantastic. We're going to hang out, and it'll be a great time together. What else do we got going on?
The release, the Butthole Cut tours are out there. We got those dates. I'll list them out. But I do want to push our Australian dates.
Yes,
so remember
please.
That we're coming there live. We only got a couple of tickets left, but we want to be completely sold out by the time we arrive. So we got Auckland in August 2nd. August 4th, we're going to Adelaide. August 6th, we're going to Brisbane. August 7th, Melbourne. August 10th, Sydney. And August 12th, we're coming to see you fucking weirdos ever in Perth.
There you go.
And we can't wait, man. I can't wait to come back to stream all you.
Absolutely.
Get new boots.
Oh, get some new boots. That'll be fun to travel with those.
Oh, that's what I love to do. I live every day thinking about my little Australian boots.
New shoes.
And I wonder what it's going to be like to walk and talk in them and say hello and hello chum and hello friend. You know, say that back and forth.
Their right feet are on the left and their left feet is on the right.
It's crazy over there. And then I'm going to fucking laugh thinking about, ooh, my Australian boots aren't these nice. Better than my American boots. Oh, they don't get anything. I don't understand anything like I do. I'm from Australia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna fucking live loud. I'm gonna love knowing for a fact I kick anybody's fucking ass.
Really? You can.
Yeah, buddy.
All right,
that's
everyone.
Great.
Thank you so much for listening. Great to be back with you all. That's about it. I'll see you all on Sunday. Can't wait. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustulations, everybody.
See you, fuckers.
Be safe. If you have a cow, kiss it tonight. Might be dead in the morning.
Might be dead in the morning. His lips will be gone.
Oh, no.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A.
a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.